Hello, everyone. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my new moon in Taurus, May 7th, 2024 report, calling the theme, The Flower Moon Brings Manifestation Soon. This new moon is called the Flower Moon because of the prolific flowers that are growing at this time, including these that you see in the picture here, which is a picture that I took at Kukenhof in the Netherlands, where I've never seen so many tulips in my life. Quite extraordinary. It was actually taken in May as well. So we're going to take a look at the chart. I'm going to show you many different layers of what is important to know here about a new moon in Taurus, about this particular new moon in Taurus, how you can best utilize this, and some accompanying energies that will flavor this transit. A new moon occurs when the sun and the moon are at the same point in the sky. And this will be 18 degrees of Taurus. New moons are time for initiation and planting seeds for future growth. They're times to take stock of what is needed to grow whatever area of life that you're focusing on. There are some time cycles that are involved with the new moon. We've got the few days before, so we'll say the week leading up to it, so we'll say early May, you know, through May 7th, and then some days after that. So really the hot spot of this new moon, like May 3rd through May 10th. These are the times when it's best to do your new moon wishes and set your new moon intentions and do anything else that you are intending to align with the moon. But there is also a 28-day cycle at play, so some things that you are working on now may manifest that quickly, or you may be working on them straight for that amount of time, something significant involving around 28 days. And then, of course, there's the 13-moon cycle, which is that we have the new moon in Taurus every 13 moons, and so something that you're working on now may come to full fruition at the next new moon in Taurus. And you may have planted seeds on other layers of what you're working on now, 13 moons ago. Some practical ways to use the new moon in Taurus is financial planning. Whenever you align your efforts at a new moon with the sign and the energies of the sign that it is in, it much amplifies any work that you do. And Taurus is one of our earthy signs that rules money and strategizing for the future. So financial planning, it's also great for beginning home projects or moving along with home projects, cultivating a garden, establishing healthy routines, anything that requires discipline or daily routines. All of this is wonderful to start at the new moon. And we're also in a especially good position to make a new start, to do something new, to bring something out, because we're out of Mercury retrograde and we don't have any of the personal planets. Personal planets are Venus, Mercury, Mars. Mercury, Mars. They're going direct. And there is no shadow period. Well, we've got a little bit of a lingering shadow period until around May 14th, but we're very much out of the ruckus of Mercury retrograde. So now at this new moon, things are clearing up more every day for you to make your big decisions, to do your big actions, and anything that aligns with money or strategy or finances or growing or planting all are very well supported. There are also some spiritual ways that we can use this new moon in Taurus. One of them is with grounding exercises. So anything like barefoot walking, meditating outside, practicing yoga poses that will stabilize and center the body is definitely in order at this time. And it's good to establish as much grounding as possible because as the energies spin from Taurus into Gemini, as they will soon. So right now we've got Venus, the Sun, Moon, all in Taurus, and then soon the Moon will pass on into Gemini. We do have Jupiter about to go into Gemini. Then things will start spinning spinning, spinning, spinning. So anything you can do to establish grounding now will be helpful for the times to come as well. So that's a really great way to use this new moon. Also setting intentions for material abundance. And this can have to do with garden materials, the material realm from the, you know, earth standpoint, or the material realm from money, finances, prosperity. So writing down your wishes and saying that loud and feeling them as if they've already come true. This is a very big key to manifesting. All of that can be done at this new moon time. Also, we can connect with nature in wonderful ways. Even sitting under a tree, if that's all you have access to, can be a really great way to have some enlightenment or have some important things click together. Also, using crystals. If you're into crystal healing, sometimes people think crystals are woo-woo or metaphysical, and they are used metaphysically, but we know that crystals are superconductors, and we know this because we use them in all of our technology to transmit information. So the fact that crystals are utilized to amplify communication and energy and to be conductors for energy is actually scientific. So, and crystals are made in the earth. So it's a really great time to work with crystals or learn about crystals or use them in your spiritual practices, along with essential oils and other things that can help you to ground in your senses, because Taurus is very sensual, very much anything you take in with your sight, your touch, your hearing, you know, your taste, your smell. It's a very sensory based sign. So utilizing your senses, having amazing food, you know, going places like Kukanov where these beautiful flowers are, anything that engages your senses is a wonderful way to use this moon. Also interesting is that the moon gets to 18 degrees here at 11:22 p.m. This is in the Eastern time zone, whatever your equivalent is in your time zone. But earlier in the day, the moon was conjunct Venus. So the energy of moon conjunct Venus is actually rolled into this. And Venus is the ruler of Taurus. So, you know, that energy of sustenance, care, love, money, relationships, all of that has extra energy at this time. And then we also have a beautiful aspect with the sun and Saturn. So Saturn is here, the moon, and actually the new moon and the sun are here in a 60 degree angle with Saturn, which is why I'm calling the theme of the month, Flower Moon Brings Manifestation Soon, because while Taurus energy can sometimes be a slow, disciplined, tortoise way of accomplishing a goal, and Saturn is similar. Saturn rules fellow Earth sign Capricorn. And sometimes things take a long time to accomplish with Saturn. But the fact that there's this beautiful angle can either mean that Saturnian work that has been ongoing, so things you've been working towards in your life, can be manifesting at this time. And anything that you do now and that you lock in at this new moon actually has the power of Saturn with it. So that's a pretty major workhorse to have pushing with, along with everything that you do at this time. Basically, anything that you do on this new moon or near this new moon will program into its birth chart this beautiful aspect with Saturn. Now, another layer that is not as... probably won't be as talked about, so I just want to give this to you, has to do with an aspect that officially occurred the day before the new moon, but is very much woven in. And this is Mercury and Chiron conjunct. So everything in life is layers, everything in astrology is layers, and the more layers you add to an astrological picture, the more of a rich series of dimensions you can work with the energies consciously. So all of the things we just talked about are true. And then at the same time, we've got this Chiron and Mercury conjunct at 21 degrees in Aries. And this is a whole different thing, whereas Taurus energy is persevering and diligent and disciplined and can focus on tedious tasks. Aries energy, which is also very prominent at the time. And you can see in the chart, which I am posting this chart in the podcast as the thumbnail as well. This way, if you're listening to the podcast version, you can have a peek at the chart if you're inclined. But the Aries energy is just as present at this time. So it does flavor this new moon with impulsivity. Mars is there, Hygieia is there, transiting North Node, Chiron long-term, Eris long-term, and Chiron and Mercury conjunct. So this is very impulsive, and Mercury rules speech. So here with Aries' fiery influence, it can make speech blunt and tactless, which combined with Chiron could lead to expressions that will unintentionally wound others or reveal things about our own vulnerabilities that maybe we did not want expressed. Misunderstandings, painful realizations, things that are deep within can tend to come bubbling out. And this is something really important to know about astrology, is that all of the factors that we see present in an astrological chart, which is the sky or our own chart, which is woven into our being, these are unconscious factors that are directing our lives. And to some degree, they become conscious. Okay, so they bubble into the conscious arena. And when there are big connections, like a 0-degree angle, zero is the most important number in math, zero is the most important number in astrology as well, when they come together with a 0-degree, meaning they're at the same degree, this makes things bubble from the unconscious into the conscious space. So woundedness, you know, mental stress, identity crisis, healing crisis can also be bubbling up at this time. But what's great about the timing for this is that anything that comes out that you realize you don't want or that you need help with, all the Taurus energy and the Taurus new moon can plant seeds towards getting the help that you need to get through whatever it is, and could also give you the focus to work through and heal whatever becomes apparent at this time. Now, a conjunction is not by nature necessarily a bad or challenged aspect. We do have certain aspects that are pretty much always challenged when they occur. A conjunction is not necessarily. It is the chance for the best and the worst. It's an amplification of the energetics together. You know, it's a story of the dimensions of these signs and planets and areas that they show up in your chart, all woven in to one big manifestation, but it doesn't have to be a bad thing. So some ways that can be great about this combination that's going to flavor this moon, that can flavor your intentions and flavor how you use this, is therapeutic communication. So speaking about your wounds or your painful experiences, writing about them, getting professional help with them, or talking to a friend, or writing something and then ripping it up, having insightful dialogues about these subjects can be very transformational, or finding people who do this work, whether it's a podcast or some other resource, can shed light on something that has been a problem for a very long time. Chironic wounds are ones that we have our whole lives. So there's something very long-term at play here. And this new moon is giving us an opportunity to take whatever's going on here to a different level. It can also give us innovative solutions to these old wounds, and it can give us courage in addressing whatever it is that's going on. It can enhance the self-understanding or the connection with others and give mental resilience, because both Aries and Taurus energies are very resilient. Aries just blasts through and obliterates obstacles in its path as if it's not even there, right? Aries people, I have Aries rising, so I know this well. We tend to run headlong at things, not even knowing what we're dealing with. And Taurus energy, you know, similarly as stubborn, both horned creatures that can ram things, right? They're very persistent. And so there's a resiliency that can come with this energy. So that can be very positive. So mindful communication, seeking out therapeutic help, journaling, engaging in intellectual discussions that are safe, you know, where you can speak your mind without being judged. All of this will really help use this energy consciously and can feed into what you wish for and intend at this new moon. All of this can result in manifestation soon. So if you're trying to bring something from the ethers into physical material form, you may see that the dates associated with this moon cycle that we talked about before can be very instrumental into creating something of tangible, lasting value. So I've given you some dates that are relevant this month. If you love more dates and want to know the aspects and how they may manifest, then definitely sign up for my free VIP community at anniehelpsyou.com. Just put your name and email address there. And then when you're in the, you'll get the welcome letter. Then you click on the archives and you can put whatever month you're looking for and it will be there. Then you can access my secret star portal, which has all extra content plus early content plus my written horoscopes and so much more. And if you want to learn astrology with me, including my basics course or my Become a Professional Astrologer Mastery Certification course, you can up-level there. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses to understand the eclipse rhythm that's at play. Even when we're not in eclipse season, you can see what storylines are happening for the years of each eclipse story. And for my easy access player, go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. And whatever is current, this is constantly updating. So my podcast playlist will be there. My video playlist will be there. And if there's any videos that need timestamp, it will be somewhere there. If you're on YouTube, make sure you click the bell because that will be how you get my notifications right into your inbox. If you're subscribed but you didn't click the bell, then you might not be hearing from me. But if you click the bell, then you can. And you can always look in the notes underneath the podcast or the notes underneath the video by clicking the little more button underneath the video title and then clicking more again to reveal the notes. So I hope you have a wonderful month and I'll see you next month. Bye.